This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher. You know what they say, timing is everything, and the acoustic trio Time for Three couldn't agree more. Like when they made headlines recently after being denied access to a U.S. Airwaves flight due to their instruments, that turned out to be a good thing. Double bassist Renan Meyer says they sort of have this Time for Three good fortune, and things just seem to work out.
You know, we're just about to have an album come out, and the misfortune of the violins not being allowed on the plane leads us to, you know, a bunch of people getting to know about Time for Three who may have not known about us before.
That new album is their self-titled debut on Universal Classics. Time for Three is violinist Zach Depew, who also serves as concertmaster of the Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra, double bassist Renan Meyer, and violinist Nick Kendall, who says they first met when they were students at the Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia.
The three of us sort of gravitated towards each other at Curtis because we would have these spontaneous jam sessions after our practices with the orchestra or our individual lessons. And that's how it all started. We just found this common interest, and it wasn't to be a genre-specific band at all.
Over the past 5 years, Time for Three has collaborated with a menagerie of diverse artists, many of whom appear on this recording, including cellist Alyssa Weilerstein, saxophonist Branford Marsalis, and composer-arranger Rob Moose, known for his work with the indie rock band Bon Iver. Zach Depew says this recording bridges all the different types and styles of music that Time for Three is really passionate about.
It's sort of a melting pot, if you will, of a lot of different music that's honed in with Time for Three's sound, that string sound. You know, if somebody can sit down and put it on or get in their car and put it on, it definitely is a beginning, middle, and end, and hopefully it tells a story.
It's a story that bass player Renan says has a little something for everyone, even his classical colleagues who might be the toughest sell. Recently, he put the album on for his friend Jeff Turner, principal bassist of the Pittsburgh Symphony.
I was listening to him and watching him sort of, we'd be in conversation and then he would just stop the conversation and have to listen to something. And when I was describing how Danny Boy would be sort of done in a pop meets classical vein with a lot of space in between the phrases, he looked at me cross-eyed, and then when he heard it, he said, "This completely works."
Oh, Danny Boy.
Roundabouts is one of my favorites on this new recording. Nick Kendall's inspiration when he composed this piece was the band itself, and the way that they make the inner voices or the melodies just sizzle.
And I'm not talking about sizzle as in like fast bow movement. I'm talking about just spinning our sound. It's something that our group has done when we play slow movements or when we're able to put that energy into a long phrase and then the silence afterwards. And we've had those moments on stage when we're playing things like that and we're just smiling.
Bassist Renan Meyer also composed a piece for the group. It's called Banjo Love.
I walked into my practice room and I saw my bass on its side and I imagined that particular moment. What would it be like if Bella Fleck could play the world's largest banjo? And thinking about what he could do, I picked up my instrument. I did not put it on my knee, and I held it in the right way, I guess you would say. You would hold a bass, and I began to play like it was a banjo, and the bass line came out, you know, ba-ba-da-ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum, that whole thing.
Being in the right place at the right time. For Time for Three, timing really is everything. Like that incident at the airport that put them in the spotlight, just in time for the release of this brand new album. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher.